Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Gary McCulley. Today, I'm delighted to introduce Jason Phippen from SUSE, Senior Product and Solutions Marketing Manager for Storage. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Gary. Pleasure to be here.
First of all, let's talk about what SUSE brings to the market and how it relates to the role of software-defined storage in the modern data center.
SUSE has been around for many years and, you know, renowned as a pioneer in Linux. A few years ago, we took the business decision to build on our skills in that area and enter the storage market, specifically looking at bringing to market a software-defined storage solution.
Tell us a little bit about software-defined storage and what it can do for customers.
Different analysts will describe it in different ways. But in reality, what you're looking to do with software-defined storage is separate the hardware from the software. So typically, an enterprise would deploy a storage array, a single piece of hardware where there's a controller, there's disk drives, there's proprietary functionality. The concept of software-defined storage is to take the intelligence out of the array, remove the controller, put it into software, run it on a Linux operating system sitting on Intel-based servers. This means that the customer can use commodity hardware components, commodity servers, commodity disk drives. And the customer can see significant cost savings. So if we compare the SUSE product, SUSE Enterprise Storage, to a typical NAS array within the enterprise, we can give customers savings or demonstrate savings of probably 30%+. If we also then compare that to a mid to high-end, you know, enterprise block storage array, we can demonstrate savings of 50% to 60%.
So you give your customers flexibility on what hardware they would like to choose.
Yes.
Now, what markets do your products play in today, and how are your customers using these products?
Typically, with the product today, version 3, we target what you call kind of bulk storage environments. So this could be block storage. This could be object storage. So this could be user directories. This could be the storage required for virtual machines. It could be targets for disk-to-disk backup, video imaging, storage, surveillance capabilities, anything that you would typically classify as that bulk storage. You know, so we're not talking about the tier one where you've got a relational database. It's that level beneath that, which accounts for the storage requirements of probably up to about 70% of the typical IT department.
Jason, tell me a little bit about how your product is differentiated from some of the other products that compete in this space.
The first area is, if you look across the majority of vendors that offer software-defined storage, very similar functionality. You store data, you want to replicate it, you want to back it up, you want levels of functionality. Now, we at SUSE believe that the future of software-defined storage should be open. It should be open, it should be non-proprietary. It should be handled in the same way as Linux was 10, 15 years ago. The SUSE offering is based on an open source project called Ceph. So the Ceph project came out of academia about 10 years ago, and it was designed from the ground up to address from the ground up some of these kind of legacy traditional issues and take the cost out of enterprise storage. Now, being open, the Ceph project is underpinned by a number of companies and has a vibrant developer community. There's 750 developers working on Ceph. And this means that new features, new functionalities can be actually rolled into the technology very, very quickly.
Some of our listeners might not be familiar with Ceph. Could you quickly describe what Ceph is?
So Ceph, I will spell it C-E-P-H. It's an open source project for distributed software-defined storage. Now, SUSE Enterprise Storage is SUSE's distribution of Ceph.
Thank you. Now, tell me how it's been working with Intel and how Intel technology has helped your products.
Well, this is the very easy one to answer. Our product is built on SUSE Enterprise Linux. SUSE Enterprise Linux is predominantly based on Intel servers. You know, I would expect 99% of customers look at software-defined storage, especially open software-defined storage that will be based on Intel servers. storage can be CPU intensive, and we rely on your powerful I/O processing capability.
Thank you. Now, if we have CIOs or other IT professionals listening today, how might they go about evaluating some of your product offerings?
Research what vendors are actually out there. Look at the kind of value propositions, the cost kind of savings. Look at the maturity of the product and the support organization behind it. Then negotiate a trial installation with those vendors. You know, get the technology into the lab and beat the products up side by side.
Does SUSE have an evaluation platform that customers could utilize?
So go to SUSE.com under our products and solutions, select storage. You'll see on the front page that we actually offer a free trial of the technology. Obviously, some of your listeners may not deal with SUSE directly. They may buy SUSE products from Hewlett Packard or from a reseller. They can quite simply go through that reseller. Because there may be instances where the customer doesn't just want to test software, they want to test the software and hardware kind of combination.
Once again, just to remind everyone, where can listeners go to learn more about your products?
The shortest URL would be SUSE.com/storage. There you'll find data sheets, presentations, kind of white papers, reference architectures. We are in the process of kind of adding more and more use cases to that site.
Okay, well, thanks, Jason, so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.